This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. What is cracking, Steve Miggs?
Oh, hopefully good news for the cracking tonight.
Oh, fingers crossed.
Right?
I had one of those mornings where I woke up and totally thought in my brain that it was Wednesday and then had the disappointment of realizing 'tis only Tuesday.
Oh, I think I see you woke up and you had a dream that the Kraken won. I'm like, well, that clearly is a dream because right now we're in the middle of a nightmare.
That's very true. Rockaholics, it is time to get yourself informed.
Knowledge is power.
So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today's your day. I'm looking around. I don't think any of us accomplished it. It's Wear Purple Day.
Nope. Well, I don't do that because I'm a cougar.
I was going to say, well, Huskies fans are probably happy to hear about that.
I don't even think I own anything purple.
No?
I don't think so.
Well, that's gonna change. We're going to buy you some purple.
Oh, no. Lord.
Hey, today also, it was 24 years ago that something happened here in the Pacific Northwest that was an iconic moment. And if you don't remember it, I don't think Danny, you weren't here. Sarah, I don't think you were. Were you here during this time?
No, I don't. Or maybe I just got here.
Yeah, you're probably here, but you weren't very old.
I didn't know what was going on.
Well, the Kingdom. Today was the last day that the Kingdom was around. It was imploded today.
And you know, tomorrow is the anniversary of its opening.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
March 27th, 1976, I believe.
So now we've been without the Kingdom as long as it was around in the first place. How crazy is that? How fast time has flown? I even went online just to see if I could find, like, footage of it just out of curiosity because I forgot about it. I mean, I was around. I remember seeing it, watching it on TV, came across the Como 4 live coverage of it, and it's totally a time capsule to listen back to this. And here's what it sounded like when the Kingdom was imploded.
Jamie, are you clear?
There are 5,500 holes drilled in that building right now. Most of them are filled with explosives. We will see a ring of lightning effect go around the top of the Kingdom.
Seattle says goodbye to the Kingdom, and so do we.
Fire.
Wow. Right now what we're watching is a tremendous cloud of dust and debris move up through the downtown Seattle area.
We are probably a mile away with a perfect vantage point, but it did rattle the ground. Of course, we did know that they were planning seismic experiments to find out exactly what they could learn as the earth shook, and it indeed did.
I love how people are just fired up about the kingdom just being imploded.
They sound unhinged.
That's right. They're like, it is amazing! It was smoke everywhere. It was pretty crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So, farewell to the kingdom. That's, of course, where the Seahawks played. The Mariners played there as well. Speaking of the Mariners, we are just a couple of days away from the big start of the season. They're going to be taking on the Boston Red Sox at T-Mobile Park. Unfortunately, though, I mean, obviously he wouldn't be starting. He's their number five starter. But a lot of people are talking about the starting five for the Mariners and how dominant they should be, a young group. Some are even considering, I think Major League Baseball even, like, on their website listed them as the top starting five. But they're going to be without Brian Wu, who's their number five starter, because I guess he just recently got injured. He's going to be on a 15-day injured list, which that's going to be a little scary, because one of the issues with the Mariners also is there's not a lot of depth with their pitching. So the last thing you want is one of your starting five to be injured before the season even starts.
Yikes. Shohei Ohtani has denied involvement in the sports betting fiasco that's going on right now. And his interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, is, they're investigating him right now for stealing money from Shohei Ohtani. And amid all of these allegations of illegal gambling, Ohtani had a little press conference where he just kind of said how shocked and saddened and disappointed he is by all of this.
I love how they called it a press conference. It was more just like a, I'm going to pop in, no video,
no
questions. And it's just like, well, what, is that a press conference?
And now Mizuhara has been fired by the Dodgers following all of these reports and ties to an illegal bookmaker and all these substantial debts. Pretty wild story.
And then did you see Pete Rose, of course? You know, everyone's looking at him because he's a guy that's been banned from baseball. He's never going to go into the Hall of Fame because of all the gambling stuff that he did back in the day. And he's in Vegas hanging out with some dude. And, of course, had to have, like, you know, some kind of a snarky comment about what's going on when talking about what's going on with Ohtani.
Well, back in the 70s and 80s, I wish I'd have had an interpreter. I'd be scot-free.
No, you know what? If you just didn't gamble, you would also be scot-free there, Pete Rose.
For sure. P. Diddy, also known as Sean Combs, is reportedly on the run. Federal authorities have raided his homes all across the country over alleged sex trafficking.
Did you see this story? This is bonkers.
Completely blowing my mind right now. They said that his private jet landed in Antigua, and they don't know if he was on board or not. He might be on the run. The Department of Homeland Security has raided places in L.A., Miami, and New York. And TMZ has shared some pictures and videos from two of the raids, including a shot of his kids in handcuffs.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's allegedly, it sounds like he's in another country. He's like, deuces? Sorry, kids.
How old are these kids?
I don't know, really quick.
I want to say early 20s.
Early 20s.
Yeah.
Oy.
And he just dined down on his kids as they're being arrested. I know it's like a procedure. They might not have anything to do with this, but
sure. Still,
this story, I saw that yesterday. I was just like, damn, dude.
Totally shocking.
Yeah, as far as weather, it's going to hit a high of 58. It's going to be 55, sorry. It's going to be cloudy today. Don't forget the Kraken. Hopefully they win. They're taking on the Anaheim Ducks, who suck just as much as the Kraken. So maybe we'll see what's going on with that. DMD is brought to you by KFBWallop, and that's what's up.
We could sum up our collective day yesterday with these three things. Toddlers, bagels, and stripper poles. What does that even mean? We're going to tell you at 6:20.
Yes, the Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward.
Modelo is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Rockaholics, if you are a social media person that uses social media, then you should follow us. Our handle is @DailyMigs on Twitter and Instagram. And we posted a picture that has four shots.
Yes.
Four things that summed up our days yesterday.
And the best way to sum up these four shots is toddlers, bagels, and stripper poles.
Yeah.
Which I think is very odd.
We all have super different interests.
It does kind of illustrate just the weirdness that is happening in our lives the moment 10 o'clock hits and then we eventually go home and try and live our normal, quote unquote, normal lives.
I don't think there's anything normal about any of our lives.
No. But sometimes there is, I mean, we're all dealing with being parents, not all, but a lot of people have to deal with being a parent. You and I both have a four-year-old and both of our kids are involved in certain activities. Mine, something exciting happened yesterday. I was kind of getting fired up. I never thought in a million years I'd be the parent that gets excited about ballet recitals. And I say this right now because I do think there's going to come a time where I'm not going to be excited about ballet recitals when it gets good.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like right now, it's kind of like toddler sports. They go out there, it's just chaos, and it's adorable. It's the same thing with ballet. Like, Tatum just goes out there, she dances and runs around and jumps, and I think it's the cutest thing. Like, it's not, they're not taking it too serious just yet, but they're trying.
Yeah.
So yesterday, we got the costume for our upcoming recital. Now, mind you, she broke her arm, so we were a little nervous. Like, we're like, is she going to be able to do her recital? Because she found out for this recital, she's going to be the lead. It's a big deal.
That's a huge deal.
She's leading three or four other girls in battle in the ballet trenches.
They need a leader.
And shout out to Elite School of Dance, which is where we go. I mean, they were just like, we contacted them like, hey, she broke her arm. You know, it's like, hey, you know, obviously if she can do it, her spot's still here. And they were like, of course, she could still even ask about her being the lead. But they're like, yeah, well, of course she'll still be the lead. She's been doing great and all that. So it's kind of cool. But she tried on the little outfit. It's an opal theme. So she's got like this weird, flashy looking. It's impressive, like some of these costumes that they do. But the nice thing is, next week, the cast comes off.
Oh my, that went so fast.
I know. That's what my wife and I were just saying. We're like, this is crazy that the cast is finally coming off. And she'll be good to go. Arms will be moving in time for the big recital, which I honestly don't know when it is. It's in my calendar. But I did want to give a quick shout out to... I got it in my calendar. I know not to do anything. Whatever day it is, I don't do anything. That's all I know.
Dance dad life.
I don't know. So I showed up to go pick up the costume, and I want to give a shout out to a guy by the name of Ian, who's related. He's married into the family that runs Elite School of Dance. He's like in the medical world, but he was just there helping out. And he's like, wait, are you Steve Miggs? I'm like, yeah. He's like, what are you doing here? I'm like, well, of course, I have a child. It would be weird if I just showed up to pick up a costume. But he was living in Hawaii, moved back, big fan of the show. So shout out to Ian.
Awesome. Right on, Ian. Well, we had a new outfit situation yesterday as well, Steve Miggs. Barrett has been doing martial arts for the past several weeks. But when we first enrolled him, they didn't have any... What is the outfit called? Is it
a gi?
A gi. They didn't have any gis in his size.
I know. Whenever you would send us pictures, I'm just like, this isn't real until he has a gi on.
So he only had the belt. But right now, they finally had an outfit in his size. So yesterday, he got to rock it. And yesterday was another nightmare of a day. And I thought for sure he was going to be so excited to wear the outfit. He was going to be listening and participating. He was as if he was running track and field. Is how he was participating. Doing hot laps around the entire thing with all the other kids focused and listening to the teacher.
How's that make you feel?
Terrible.
Yeah,
I would. Like, I want to crawl in a hole and die.
I honestly thought when you sent that picture, I'm like, oh, now it's legit. Now he's going to be good.
Oh, no. So
like, that would trigger him to be like, now I wasn't official until now, Mom.
And the picture that I shared, The teacher that he's standing with was not even the teacher of that class. That was the teacher that was like on the sidelines that came in to basically help Barrett through the class.
So he was doing so bad they had to give him his own like private.
Yes.
Sensei.
Yes. And then after the class, he was like, hey, would you be interested in maybe signing him up for another private lesson? And I was like, yes, I would be very interested.
Oh, this guy's got the hustle. He just finds the crazy kid and goes to the mom that looks embarrassed and is like, look, I can help you.
I've already spent so much money at this place and
I'm your secret sensei.
How long? I am single-handedly keeping this place in business.
How long are you committing to there, Taryn?
So what are you on? Like, what is this, class
this
7?
This is like, probably class 7 now.
How many classes are you going to give it until you say, you know what, this isn't happening?
I want to give it like at least a couple months. There's like a tournament coming up, though, in in May.
Can we come?
Oh, my God. Yes! I already don't want him to participate.
I do.
Because it's one thing to do it.
He's a wild card. He might crush it.
It's one thing to do it in a class of like, you know, 10 kids to be the chaotic kid. But it's another thing to be in a tournament situation with like hundreds of other people there. So he may not be participating.
Based on your story, if S goes down and it's not going well, he at least knows how to run.
Oh, absolutely. Danny.
Hi.
We're going to transition to food.
I love food.
Why did you post a picture of a bagel?
Because that bagel is probably the greatest bagel I've ever had in my entire life. So I love food. And every time, it's probably about an every 3 to 4 month thing. It's a place called Blazin' Bagels. And
I've heard of that.
It's down in Soto. I think they have a couple of locations. But the one I go to is down in Soto. And it's every time I have to go get my oil changed on my car, I have to go down to Soto to drop off my car. And it takes, 3 to 4 hours. So instead of just napping in the break room, I take a walk to get healthy, and then I go and buy myself my Lox bagel from Blazin' Bagels.
Put those calories back on, baby.
Amazing. And it never disappoints.
I love that you treat yourself. You're like, well, I'm stuck here. I might as well get a bagel.
Every single time I have to get an oil change.
So on that specific bagel, because I also love food, is it just, what is the kind of bagel that it is?
So it's a jalapeno bagel, regular cream cheese. It has the lox, the capers, the red onions, and it is quite possibly the best thing that I've ever put in my mouth.
Are you right now, Taryn, are you disgusted or are you having a happy moment?
I'm having a happy moment.
Okay, I couldn't tell.
On the other side of you, it's disgusted because Sarah hates good food.
I literally asked Danny what he was doing yesterday, and he was just so excited about this bagel. He was like, I get to get a bagel today. And then I asked him what he's getting, and I think this all is so gross.
Well, you don't eat meat, so you're not down with lox.
No, but then the red onion, it's so flavorful. So and then he gets a jalapeno bagel, too. That's so much happening in the mouth.
I'd be all over it.
Yeah.
So Danny's a fan of food with holes in it. Now it's a weird transition to why did you post a picture of you on a stripper pole there, Sarah?
You guys, I am getting inspired. You probably know. I don't know. But I used to have a pole. Well, I still kind of do. And I
Where are we going with this right now? You're being inspired.
I'm being inspired. I loved pole dancing. I haven't done it in a while, but the new season of So You Think You Can Dance is out, and I've been binging it. And I am just, now they don't pole dance on that show, but
I was about to say, I'm going to go back and watch it if that's the case.
For sure.
But their movement and their passion and the way some people can just like contort their bodies. I literally was looking up pole classes to maybe start taking them again.
Hell yeah.
I know of one called Deja Vu. Another one called Foxes.
Do they have lessons?
I believe Rick's. Yeah. No.
Hey, if they did, I would so be down. But
that would be funny if they did lessons during the day.
Oh, dude, that'd be like a great side hustle for the strippers.
They've got the poles.
That's all you need.
Right.
Poles in your body.
And a comfortable couch to rest on when you're not doing the pole stuff.
When you're just watching everyone else.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't know. I started looking up different studios around where I live. And then I just got so nervous to start back up again. I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know if that's my youth. I don't know if I'm nervous, like I'm too old for this or I can't do what I was doing in the picture.
I mean, you don't know until you try.
I know.
Rip the Band-Aid off. Let's get to a class.
I know. I need a buddy.
Do not look at me.
Okay. both Danny and I just looked right at Taryn.
I am gravitationally challenged. I feel like I would really hurt myself.
Maybe the sensei that's helping Barrett out could give you some private lessons.
Maybe he could be my buddy.
Rockaholic Sarah is thinking of taking up dancing again. So what is something that you used to do and want to get back into? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Tom Petty.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, our friend Sarah is thinking about getting back into dancing. So we wanted to ask you, what is something you used to do and you want to do it again? 206-803-ROCK. Chris in Marysville, you're not exactly a race car driver. What do you like to race?
So when I was a kid, I used to get into lawnmower racing.
What? Lawnmower racing?
Lawnmower racing.
That's a thing?
Yes, it is.
That's amazing.
Lawnmower Racing Association.
Oh, my gosh. I never knew about this. I need to YouTube it. That sounds like a blast.
Oh, yes, yes. It was extremely fun. I had the fastest I ever had a lawnmower go was 71 miles an hour.
What? That is not what I was expecting to hear.
Are you mowing lawns while doing it, or is it just like the motor's not, you're not doing any of that, it's just straight up just racing?
Oh, just straight up racing. So okay. you take the lawnmower blades off the deck. You have to have actual mowing deck on the bottom of the lawnmower, and there's different classes that you can run.
That makes sense. You got to keep it legal.
Yes.
So you're in Marysville now, Chris, but where did the bulk of this lawnmower racing take place when you were younger?
Riverside, Michigan.
Oh, my gosh. So is there a local Pacific Northwest Lawnmower Racing Association?
There's a couple places around here that do it. I haven't got into it. It's been about, I would say about 18 years since I did it. It is like nothing else. It's super fun, and I love doing it.
Dude, I'm watching YouTube footage of this right now, Chris. This is insane. First of all, it looks like it's on a full-on like speedway, and there's a crowd, and these lawnmowers are going real fast, but they're also very susceptible of flipping.
Yes. So there's things you can do to lower the center of gravity, and you really got to just drift everywhere you go.
Drift.
You're wide open at all times.
So when these lawnmower races happen, is it like a ticketed event where people are paying to watch?
Yes. It's usually like a Le Mans start. They line the lawnmowers up against the wall, and you start on the other side of the track, and you run to your mower, hop on it, start it, and take off.
Did you ever get hurt doing this?
Yes. I've blown out my right rotator cuff. I wrecked it going around a corner. I ran a 3-speed manual with a clutch.
Jeez.
And a custom built motor. I used to build my own motors, build my own transmissions, and I was sliding around a corner, and I grabbed third gear, and I went a little bit too sideways, and my arm got caught in my steering wheel as I rolled into a set of trees.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So in the lawnmower racing community, are there well-known top racers?
Yes, there is. I haven't been up to date on it for a very long time. So most of the guys that I used to look up to and when I was a kid aren't racing no more. There's still a few of them. One of the guys I used to watch was, Brian Sullivan, I think, but that was long, long time ago.
Are there any like fun, like random also competitions, like a push lawnmower race as well? Like for people that just run on their foot holding a lawnmower just for like added comedy while you guys are having these events?
They used to do barstool races out there. I think the funniest thing that's ever happened to me was this is pretty wild. I had just built my new motor, re-geared my mower because you make them go fast by the gearing on it, the belt.
Okay.
You put a big pulley on the front on the bottom of the motor, and you put a small pulley on the back. So I ran a 7-to-1, and I didn't know how fast it would go. And the highway that I lived next to had a 1-mile stretch between exits. And there was a speed trap in the middle. Well, I wanted to see how fast my mower would go. So I hopped onto the highway to see how fast I could get it.
Okay.
Well, I got pulled over by a state trooper. And he pulled me over for speeding on the highway, 71 and a 65.
Oh, my God.
What was that conversation like with the state trooper? He's like, what are you driving right now? And why are you going 71 miles per hour with it?
So he walked up to me, and I was in my racing gear. Obviously, I had my neck brace on, my leathers, my gloves, my boots, everything. And I had my tether on and everything. And he walked up to me. He didn't say a word. He just kind of had his hands on his hips. He looked at me, looked at my mower, and said, "What are you doing, man?"
That's the best.
And, and I looked at him. I said, "Honestly, sir, I was just trying to see how fast my mower went. I knew I could do at least the speed limit, 55. I just wanted to see how fast it would go." And so he was like, "I'm not going to give you a ticket. I didn't call you in because I didn't want to get laughed at over the radio." he said, but I can't let you leave. So he made me call my dad, who was just down the road. He was about a mile down the road. He was at work. And I called him up, and I told my dad what happened. And he was like, "All right, I'll be there in a little bit." And he came, picked me up. And the state trooper was like, "Do you know your kid was out doing this?" And he was like, "Well, I knew he built a new motor. I was just..." He's like, "Yeah, This is what he does.
Hey, Chris, people are texting in. Apparently in Morton, there's lawnmower races during the Logger Jubilee. So.
The Logger's Jubilee, that's
right.
There
we go, boom.
Oh, hell yes. Hey, Chris, by the way, if you do get back into lawnmower racing, will you please keep us posted on when we can go and watch?
Okay, yeah, I'll give you a call. I've been looking for, I've been trying to find an older mower with the transmission that I want to run. It's just really, really hard finding a 3-speed manual lawnmower anymore. They stopped making them back in the early 80s. So you can do it with a few other ones. That's just the transmission that I prefer running.
Right on, Chris. Right on, my man. That's
Thanks,
awesome.
Chris. Rock on.
We don't have the money to give it to you, but if we give you a sticker, put it on there.
Oh my gosh.
We'll be an unofficial sponsor.
That would be the best ever.
Yes.
We're into the lawnmower racing now.
Yeah, apparently a lot of people, lawnmower races in Morton during the summer festival. Another person says, yeah, Morton Loggers Jubilee in Morton, Washington does lawnmower races.
I have friends that go to that. Now I need to go.
Yes.
Right on. Well, Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? He is currently 72 wins, 20 losses, and 10 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.